Okay, hello! Hello everybody and welcome to the Giselle Show Podcast Meet Friends.
Yay!
I'm sitting right beside myself because I'm so excited for tonight. Hey, we're actually doing it, I can't believe it. Coming up on today's episode, we reveal the outfits from our great Goodwill Swap Shop adventure. We read some 100-word submissions. We have the living room comedy show featuring comedian Cassandra Cardenas.
Yay. Woohoo!
And later, the Giselle Show podcast players will present a comedy sketch. So that's what's coming up. But first, some introductions. Maybe you is familiar with me. My name is Gisela Nett. Very nice to meet you. And here with me also is Jonna Thomases. Hello, everybody. Jonna is an actress and a writer. Yes, that's right. And also here with us is John Piruccello.
Hello.
John, what are you?
I'm an actor and a father.
You see, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And a father.
Yeah. And I'm pretty good at one of those things, at least. Yeah.
Well, I've seen you acting.
Oh, thanks.
But I've also seen your kids.
Yeah.
And all of those things is really great.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Don't sell yourself short.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Sell yourself really tall.
So buy low and sell high.
There you go.
Yeah.
And many of you listeners may know John Piruccello from the Nuno podcast, too. Also here with us is John Stahl.
Hello.
And John, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, this is going to sound very self-inflated, but I am actually all of these things. I am an elementary school teacher.
Yay.
I am a filmmaker, a writer, director, producer. I guess I'm an actor because I've acted in my things. I am a self-published children's book author, and hopefully this is the big one for this year. Hopefully I will be a real, not to knock anyone self-published, but I will hopefully be a real published author. I'm crossing my fingers that I will have a book deal in the next couple of months.
That's pretty exciting stuff.
But thank you. But the most special thing is this year I am an elementary school teacher and I've taken the year off to be a stay-at-home dad. I had my first baby 4 months ago.
Yay!
Named Sophie, so I'm a proud papa, and that is my actual job right now, and I'm loving it, and it's a lot of hard work, but it's great.
I've seen that baby of yours.
Yes, you have.
It's really cute.
Yes, it is.
It is a
so
baby.
So is she.
You know, I can never get
you
used
never
to
can.
That. I tell
it's
my friends.
It's safer.
Yeah.
It is safer, because you don't know how, you don't know how the baby's going to identify. I mean,
that's
know.
Right. We live to
you're,
the doors
you're like
open.
Pushing your whole gender thing on this baby, at this point, and she's got no say. So you know,
it
has no say. He slash she slash
it might has want no to say-so it might want to be an avocado.
That's right.
Today I'm identifying as an avocado.
That's right.
I don't mind. And also with us here today is Miss Gina Kay. Hello, hey. Gina.
Hello. I am actually an avocado.
Oh, yes, yes, good.
I'm an alcoholic as well. I thought that's what this was.
Alcohol.
I think maybe it's a couple houses down. So
well, you can tell us your story and, you know, just for today, whatever.
Okay.
God will grant you the strength to not change the things you cannot change or whatever it is.
I don't want to change. That I don't want to change. I am a writer, actor, a merchandiser in the pharmaceutical world.
What? A yes. Drug pusher.
Except the legal ones.
Oh.
So it's not as much money.
Oh.
In that. So, yep, that's it.
Oh, great.
I don't believe there's less money in legal drugs.
Well, the company makes plenty.
Yeah.
The employees don't.
Yeah.
Less of it trickle down
right.
to you.
I think that's how cartels work too. I think the people with drugs up their ass make mm-hmm. less money than mm-hmm. the guys in the big mansions.
Which seems
down
to
in.
Be a little imbalanced mm-hmm. there.
I think it's funny that we have the same word for the bad ones and the good ones, drugs. Wouldn't you think by now there'd be a different term?
But it would be changing all the time because drugs start legal and then they become illegal and then sometimes they're legal mm-hmm. again they and then back. Illegal. Mm-hmm. So
based
very confusing.
On politics mostly.
That's yeah. right. Exactly.
Yeah. I used to blow my students' minds by telling them.
Wow, that was close.
Oh, yeah. I did not know where you were.
I didn't say minds quick enough to.
No, you did not.
I used to blow my students.
Oh, see, it happened again, even though I knew what was coming.
Minds by telling them every year when we would, because they were fourth graders living in New York City, and I would have to explain to them when we talk about drugs that not all drugs are bad. And I said, do you know what the most frequently used drug around the world is, which is perfectly acceptable? Do you guys know what it is?
Alcohol.
Aspirin?
It's alcohol.
No, it's caffeine in tea and coffee. And that is a perfectly healthy, legal drug.
No drugs are bad. There are no
Quiet
bad drugs.
You.
I agree.
All drugs are awesome, which is why people, I mean, if they were shitty, do you think people would like ruin their job and lose their homes and have their families go away for something really crappy? Oh my God, I'm gonna go do that crappy thing again that
no,
I do
they like
that
it.
I do instead of having a family and a job and a house.
They like it. Well, today we're gonna see if we can offer an alternative to drugs, dangerous drugs, something that make you joyful anyway, and that is your very own creativity. Your own imagination. I wanted to say a few words before we begin about the reason for this podcast. I was thinking, you know, they say that we're in the golden age of television. And I think that's right. I think we're in the golden age of all kind of entertainment media in all forms. There's so much entertainment that we get to enjoy. And I, for one, do enjoy it. Tell me if you're the same way. After a long day, you know, sometimes there's nothing better than to just come home, crash out in front of the TV, put on some Project Runway or some High Maintenance or some Amy Schumer. What do you like? What do you put on?
All of those things.
All of those things, yeah.
In German.
No, that's a Giselle in him. She goes, all of those things.
Yes. All of those things. I like them.
I haven't had a TV for about 15 years. But
oh, do you watch
but
the
you have
internet?
Cable.
I do not.
Oh, it's just that. No.
You have eyeballs, you cable, though.
I do have eyeballs, so if someone tells me something is good, and they'll give me DVDs to watch.
Okay, so sometimes you veg out in front of a movie on the DVD.
Yep.
On the what?
On the DVD.
Who's that? David who?
David D.
David D.
David D.
I'm doing the best I can. DVD.
David D.
DVD. Okay,
that's
like
perfect.
This.
What is the abbreviation in German for
DVD?
DVD?
W. There's W in there somewhere.
It's W.
What do you like to watch, Jonathan?
You know, I am trying to watch as many shows as I can, and I never get around to them because I just turn on. I do have TV, and I just flip, and I watch the same Simpsons and Family Guy episode I've saw two nights earlier. I just can't stop watching the same crap. If a movie's on, I'll watch the same movie, or I'll watch A Few Good Men that I saw the previous weekend on USA.
You like to veg out then.
Yes.
Yeah, you like. It's because it feels good.
I don't like choosing what I want to watch. So I have Netflix. I never go on it because I want it to be on the screen and just floating, and I have to, like, you know, if I have all these DVDs, I never pop them in. I have Star Wars. I have the full Star Wars trilogy. I would never watch them on DVD. If they're on TV, I will sit down and be excited that they're on.
Well, if you're gonna enjoy Star Wars, it should totally be on a laser disc, man.
What about
that's where the purest form of Star Wars is.
Thank you.
Not at the theater.
Thank you.
What about you, Jonah? What do you like to watch? I get into some of the Real Housewives, but I really can only make it through like
some of the Housewives or some of the episodes.
Of the episodes.
Okay, so you don't watch, and then when some of the Housewives are on, you stop watching until other ones come on.
No, I can get through like one or two episodes, and then the bickering and the nastiness just gets to be too much.
Are there
for
multiple
me.
Shows of that?
Of the Real Housewives? Yeah, there's like Atlanta and Orange County.
I taught
one
of my students last year. One of my students last year was a child of a housewife.
Oh.
I don't know if I should say. I probably
a real housewife.
A real Beverly Hills housewife.
Did they say what it was like to be on the show?
She was on. The little girl was on it.
Did she like?
How about this? If you know the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's probably one little girl who's on it.
Who seems sad?
I guess.
Yeah.
Who? Name of a sports car.
Ford
Pinto.
Titus.
Mercedes.
Escort.
Mazda.
Fusion.
No. No.
Oh, yeah. Citation. Citation.
Tesla.
You didn't see the episodes with Lamborghini Countach? Little Lamborghini Countach?
Okay, but what's her name?
Anyway, so she...
That word, again, Countach. That come back to blowing a student's mind.
I was going to say.
And when you say little Countach, it's even worse.
I like to blow my student's Countach.
What a little Countach she is, huh?
I'm really missing my AA classes right now.
Well, anyway, you guys, the reason I mentioned this is because...
Aren't you going to ask what show I like to watch?
Oh, did I not?
I don't think you did. I just have been a smart ass, and it seems like I'm participating, but but really, I have just...
Okay, go for it. What
I like Fargo. Can we move on?
Oh, Fargo, yeah. I keep meaning to check it out for season two.
Super great. And I watch it with my children.
Nice.
Oh.
Now anything I watch, I watch with my children.
That's good.
Are the Coen brothers involved? I know they're not creatively involved.
They're executive producers.
Do you think they've had any input?
Have you ever been an executive producer? Were you an executive producer of Teachers?
I don't know. That's a good question. In all honesty,
and what
I'm
he's
not
talking
sure.
about is John Stahl have a
web series.
A web series that he made called Teachers.
Super great.
TEECHERS, and me is in it, and also
and
John Pirocello.
Jonna Thomas is
in it, playing my wife.
I'm in it as well,
ex-wife.
Right? And that's at Teachers.
Oh, and coming up later, Cassandra.
Is it teachers.tv?
It's www.teachers.tv. Correct.
Yeah. Wow. Well, anyway.
You brought that up because of executive producer. I'm not sure if I was an executive
That's okay.
producer.
Listen, here's the reason I bring up the TV shows that we love to watch is because I started to notice that when I'm sitting there in front of the TV and I get into that cycle of just watching the internet or watching the TV, and that I'm just sort of watching other people do all these fun things and have their writing and their creativity brought to fruition. And I start to feel a little lost in myself, you know, a little envious, like I'm just consuming their work and my own creative potency have been reduced to just choosing between South Park or Say Yes to the Dress, you know, which is
either or.
I would like to be.
Tough call.
You want to be the dress.
I want to be the dress.
Yeah.
I want to say yes to me.
Yes, that's right. Yes
that's
to you.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's the reason for this podcast is because in the midst of all of that, I want for us to remember our own creative power and the pleasure that we get of enjoying and sharing our own imagination. So that's what the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, is all about. Creativity for all and from all. So we're going to feature our own creative makings and bits and sketches and do our little off-site adventures and have conversations about things like how we pursue our art, how we can bring more creativity to our everyday lives, life in general, our struggles, our triumphs, our artwork. And this is the part I'm really excited about. We're going to be encouraging listeners to join in the fun and contribute their own creative outputtings too. So that we will be, Jonna can tell more of this because she's going to handle this aspect. Yeah, thank you. We're going to be offering prompts and ideas and we're going to invite listeners to submit based on the prompts and work that we will then share on the podcast. If you go to the website podcast.thegiselleshow.com, and I think right now...
How is Giselle spelled?
I was about to say that. Even though
could you spell that
out? Oh, you guys, it's so funny.
Just how is it G? Is there's one... It's like theater or theatre.
It's the same thing, yeah. So it's G-I-S-E-L-E.
E-L-E.
Yeah.
DVD.
I was going to say that's the letters for DVD in German. E-L-E.
So what I was saying is on the website, I think it's on the recap page that right now. But anyway, search around the website for submission guidelines because you can submit your stuff and we would love to share it on the air. Thank you very much. And for you to participate on the show, you can tweet us. We have a Twitter, which is at the Giselle Show. I am at Giselle Net, G-I-S-E-L-E-N-E-T-T. Do you have a Twitter? What is you?
I'm at John Pirichello.
And how is that spelled?
P-I-J-O-H-N. P-I-R-R-U-C-E-L-L-O. As in, oh my God, do you really have that many double letters?
Yeah, you're the Mississippi of last
names.
Thank
you. Thank. Now, if I said to you, if I said to you, hey, would you please spell Mississippi?
Yeah.
You would be so excited to like spell it. You M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Yeah, you would like jump at the chance.
I attempt to spell your name.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
P-I-R-U-C-C-E-L-L-O.
That's exactly right. Wow. And in fact, in my house, we count. That's how we count. One Pirichello, two Pirichello.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Or DVD.
If we don't have time to count actual seconds, we say one DVD, two DVD.
No, I've had to
in a hurry.
I've had to enter your name many times for teachers in credit, and I would be driving myself nuts if there was a single time where one of them was one syllables. So I mean, one letter. So I'm glad that all of your consonants are all double. That helped me every time I started.
I just want to help you, John.
Please,
John. Do you have a tweet?
I don't. I mean, I technically do, but it's not really up and running.
Teachers have a tweet?
It did, and I changed it to... speaking of creativity, I tried to do creative ideas, so I changed my teacher's one, which was Bad Teachers or something, to Ideas by John, which I think literally exists, but I don't tweet. So I will have to get back to the drawing board.
What about you, Gina? Do you have a tweet?
I don't. I know there's InstaFace now or something like that. Two, right?
I guess.
Did you say InstaFace?
I did. Is that not a thing?
I hope it is. I hope to God it's a thing. I'll be
if
much happier.
If it's not, I think we should create it.
It makes me very happy, the idea that InstaFace is a thing. Right. So
I think there's also FaceGram.
FaceGram.
Anyway, you can reach us. You can reach us at the Giselle Show. That's on Twitter. Also, you can email to us at studio@thegiselleshow.com, and our Skype, if you want to Skype in, we studio.giselle is our Skype.
I just started following the Giselle Show just
and
now.
The website, everything is on the website, which is podcast.thegiselleshow.com.
I feel like now, because of me, you have 10 followers and you're following 10.
Thank you.
So it's very... I'm a Libra, so I've just
after the
you.
Show I will blow your mind.
I am sorry that that sounded so dirty.
Take a number, because there's some
you're
elementary
such
school kids.
Giselle, stop being a coontosh.
Mid-friends.
Such an easy day. Mid-friends, exactly.
Well, let us start the show with some of
we
our...
We haven't started the show.
I thought we started a while ago.
What
have we been doing?
God. This is the opening credits? This is the... I'm not repeating this week after week.
No.
The opening song?
Maybe it will get cleaned up.
Yeah, this music playing under this. So we finish with the big, and this is the Giselle Show. Meet friends.
That was the 17-minute intro.
I meant let us jump into some creativity by sharing.
It's about time. This has been the least creative.
How many listeners have we lost?
Yeah, is there a running total? Can you tell?
As the followers are coming down from 10. They're down 9. I'm watching John's followers
they're
drop
down
as we...
One Pirichello, two Pirichello. We're losing more and more every second. Who want to jump in and share some 100 words? Or let Jonah, you say some words about this because this is your, what do you say?
Bailiwick.
Bailiwick.
What is wheelhouse? That?
You guys have some crazy words.
Baby.
This is your baby.
Bailiwick. This is your baby wick.
Your hopes, your dream. Your hope. Your Bailiwick.
Baby lick?
Yes. This is my baby lick. Thank you. So the 100 words thing started because a friend of mine and I were just exchanging some creative writing, and he was scared to commit to writing a certain amount. I said, how about 100 words? He goes, oh, I don't know if I can manage that. And I said, you know, that's just a brief paragraph, right? And once he saw, I said, okay, I can manage that. It's a nice manageable amount to do one little character sketch or mini scene or a little journal entry or a little poem or whatever. So it's 100 words, anywhere around 100, 100 to 120 words. We encourage you to submit to studio@thegiselleshow.com.
And so let's jump in. Who's got some 100 words to share?
I'll go. I literally wrote mine 20 minutes ago.
That's the beauty of 100 words. You can do it instantly.
No, I'm very proud of the fact that I pulled it off in about 6 minutes. All right. Ready? Which also is my my safety net in case it sucks. All right.
That's okay. Also about how long it takes you to blow your student's mind. I was waiting.
Now, I have to say that I was very strict about the 100 words. So mine is exactly 100 words. Okay. An old man.
One, two, three.
Stop it.
I wanted to make sure.
I will back up and repeat those words 50 times.
All maybe right. A listener could count for us.
Please do. Actually, I want a spell check and an edit. Okay. An old man lay dying, his breath becoming more shallow with each passing second. He had always valued the spoken word, and in his fading mind realized he had few words left to say. He decided to make his fleeting final words count. He lay back on his pillow and thought. He wasn't a religious man, so any words directed to God were out. He also never married, never had any kids, so there was no one in his life to profess his love to. Finally, the old man decided. Perfect, he thought. He opened his mouth, and he said... And then that's
you ran out of words.
Oh! I did that on purpose.
We need people to submit what he said.
Yeah, yes. Submit what they say.
I had to really plan that out to be that done.
Tweet us what they say. Yeah. That's a good one. That was what you call a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Yeah, good one, John. You strung us all along just to
thank y'all.
Leave us wanting more. Do you have one?
I do. I also just wrote mine. Mine is about 80 words, I think. And I can't read my handwriting. And I've been drinking. so there's... That's all.
That's
so
already good. Words.
Part of the creative process.
That adds to 100.
Have I undersold it yet? Enough. All right, let's see. I'll just try to read it. 1, 2, 3. Come waltz with me. To some end we can't yet see, including me. But that's okay. It might just be better that way. But now I'm thinking about how I'm writing this just now. Of course, it's always that way. It's always now. Now keeps going. Now, now, now. Remember then? It was now. And that, and the end of this will also be now. See?
Excellent.
Nice.
Bravo. Yeah. Very nice. It's thought-provoking.
But if we take out the nows, how many words?
Take out the nows?
Yeah. Oh, is you not allowed to repeat? No, you can repeat if you want.
Actually, I should just do another 20 nows, and then I have 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Loophole. I love loopholes.
That is excellent. Gina, did you?
I did. I'd also like to mention that.
Hers
that
is typed. Bless your heart.
Yeah, I can't read my writing either, and I drink a lot. So, I just read something about Dr. Seuss, and that's how Cat in the Hat was created. He was given a challenge on whether he could write a children's book with a certain amount of words. And that's how it was very, great. Very
That's how
difficult.
He got started, you say?
That's how that book came
Which
about.
Which one? The Cat in the Hat?
The Cat in the Hat.
That cool. was the first one.
And it was, he had been writing for a while, but he bet the publisher that he couldn't write a certain amount of words. And it was very hard for him, actually.
And he then is one of our best poets, isn't he?
It's so writer. Interesting that you mention that because there's a short story called The Bound Man, and it's about a guy who wakes up and he's all tied up, and it's a really interesting story. But the takeaway for me and what I've noticed in my own creative work is that when I have a boundary, when I have a deadline or a boundary or
Absolutely.
A challenge,
yep.
it's somehow so
totally.
Easy.
I have to have
It's like
them,
an
basically.
Exciting challenge yep. to mm-hmm. meet that creatively. You find the same thing?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
We were doing making a movie, and one of the actors had to drop out, and it was sort of this big catastrophic thing. There's a lot of money involved, and this was one of the stars, and the director called me up, and among other things said, It's going to be okay because whenever these things happen, I always make a better movie.
Yeah.
That movie was Titanic.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Little movie.
I know what movie that was. That movie was the one with the guy who shot that lady.
That's actually what it's called. It's called the one with the guy that shot that lady.
And he's in prison. What is the one?
It's called Phil Spector.
Phil Spector. And that was the one.
Isn't that out this weekend? That's the new.
No, it was
James Bond film. Yeah,
exactly. New James Bond movie.
Which is great. Which, by the way, we all went and saw last night. Am I right? Is that movie awesome?
Spectre.
Awesome. That the beginning of it is one of the best, one of the most exciting things I've ever seen in a movie.
Cool.
The first 5 minutes.
That's something we can aspire to in our own creativity.
Spectre.
So, Gina, that's.
James Bond movies.
like some aspiration and $180 million. And I think you could probably pull that out right there.
100 words at a time.
Well, I saw a question and answer with Joe Dante when they had a 20-year anniversary showing of The Gremlins. And he said that there were not a lot of special effects, but that gave them that they had to be more creative.
Yeah.
Puppets can only do so many things.
Right. Boundaries are really
the Gremlins
provoking.
Or are you like my mom who puts the in front of
it? There's no the.
Oh, I meant the movie Gremlins.
Oh, okay.
That's what you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Jaws, same thing. Like that shark was messed up and didn't work right, so they had to like create ways to not see the shark, which made the movie so much scarier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think we've made your point.
Thank you. So, Gina.
Better than you could have.
Wow. Okay. Turbulent, dark, stormy, cloudy, sunny, hot as hell, storm watch, slight chance of precipitation, pouring, pleasant, tepid, sultry, mild, chilly, unpredictable, blustery, breezy, brisk, stay inside, level 3 emergency, blizzard, icy, freezing, fiery, misty, mainly sunny, very cool, warm front, foggy, acid rain, lightning, bitterly cold, black ice, windy, fine, flurries, freezing, frosty, hazy, calm, high risk, hot spot, instability, clear, record-breaking, flooding, cyclone, tornado, depression, disturbance, drought, dry, overcast, smoky, thunderstorm, tropical storm, twister, typhoon. What do these have in common? Yep, they are all terms used in weather, and they're weather terms used to describe women or their personalities. There's a reason that there's a correlation between women and weather. That's fairly apparent. There's one term that in weather speak you'd never want to be compared to if you are indeed a woman, and I fancy myself one, and that word is normal.
Yay.
Wow.
Bravo. Bravo. My goodness.
That was cool.
Hypnotic.
That was like
cool or very cool?
Very cool.
It was
icy.
I didn't know we were supposed to do a good job.
I didn't know it was supposed to be good. No one said it was supposed to be good.
I was like, very scared that it was not. So
that was
thank
like
you.
a word association sort of hypnotic, and then it busts out with the.
You don't know where it's going.
You know, the woman power at the end.
It's called
Weather Woman, but I didn't want to give it away.
Nice
title.
Very nice.
It reminded me of the new James Bond movie.
Yeah, like especially the opening sequence. Yeah, it's exactly what I think. That's what it says in the script.
Awesome. If I have 180 million, this would be really good.
There you go.
Baby. I liked when you got all alliterative twice. I'm not joking. Twice you got.
Yes,
those are my favorite.
Why aren't you joking?
Tell us.
John, tell us what alliterative is.
Alliterative is when words all start with the same sound or letter.
Letter.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks, guys. That was 100 words.
Yay!
All right, welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast.
Wow, I cannot believe how far away we went, and now we're back again.
Yeah.
Listen,
the last segment was brought to you by Xylophones.
Wow.
Xylophones.
The instrument you love to love.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's a particular kind of hate crime, is this? If you like beat up a xylophone player or something, or even insult a xylophone,
won't do it.
Nobody would support you on that.
We won't do it.
You would find no support.
We won't do it.
It's the most beautiful magical instrument.
It's magical.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a while back, and you can see the video on the website podcast.thegiselleshow.com. But John, Gina, and me. We did the first part of the Great Goodwill Swap Shop Adventure.
Woo!
Oh my goodness.
Which was where each of us was to buy an outfit for one of the others. And so that everybody have like a secret center to buy them an outfit and buy somebody else an outfit. And we all did our shopping, $25 limit spending.
$24.97.
Yeah, hard
that
cap.
Was
a
amazing.
Hard $25 cap.
$24.97.
That was amazing.
That's what he came.
Were
his
we
spend.
Having a contest on that?
No, we was not.
We were, no. And I won.
But tonight we're going to show the results
oh
and try
goodness.
On our outfits.
Oh my goodness!
Pretty bam. Exciting stuff, and this is
bam.
Perfect for. Podcasting because it's not visual at all.
No.
Well, we will just have to describe, but we do a good job. So, John, you ready to go?
Yes.
So we're going to excuse John. He's going to go into the bedroom and try on his outfit.
Excuse.
Pick
me.
Your pile. Pick the pile with your name on it.
Good luck. We'll see you. We'll see you when you get back. Okay. So I have to say, I thought it was pretty fun. I really enjoyed this adventure. You know that I love the Goodwill. I love used clothing. And so this was really fun. So who did the shopping for John's
store?
I did, Gina.
Yes.
How was it?
I'm a notorious hater of shopping. I hate to shop. So I took this as a real challenge and I had so much fun.
Oh.
I started off thinking, because we were basically told we could do whatever we wanted, I was going to do something really freaky and just mess with John. I don't really know him, but I was going to mess with him anyway. And then when I got there, my
you
plans were,
you were
foiled.
Because you were at Goodwill and you realized how freaky can you get?
You can get.
No, can you?
You can, yes.
Get pretty freaky?
There's freakiness. Plus, it was around Halloween, so there was a lot of that. A
lot of freak going on.
Halloween freak.
High freak.
Yeah, high freak
high
content.
Freak, high
yeah.
content, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I would say. I would say that's accurate, yes. So I still was looking at that, but the first thing I saw was this beautiful green suede jacket.
Ooh.
It was way too much money, but it turned my idea to something nicer. And then everything just came together. This matched, and this was cool, and this was hip. And, well, I don't really know cool and hip, but they in my head, they look cool and hip. And then I found this really nifty scarf that had a hood on it with fur.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to make him wear that. And I was over my limit, so I took it out. And then I realized I was going on this trip to Iceland. And I turned around and went back and got it for myself.
And I saw the picture of you wearing that scarf
and
in
it was
Iceland.
Brilliant. Yes.
So pretty.
Yes.
Was that your first time shopping at the Goodwill?
No. I've been to the Goodwill many times. I was out and I needed to go take an emergency yoga class or something, and there was a Goodwill on the corner. I needed some clothes to go to the class and went and grabbed some. And I go there when usually Halloween time.
I love the idea of an emergency yoga class. Right?
It's happened.
I'm picturing a guy laying on the ground. Sir, are you okay? I need.
Downward dog! Downward dog!
Please get
I'm
me.
I'm telling you. It was emergency.
I need a yoga block. Scat!
It happened. I still have those clothes and I love them.
Oh, that's great. That's so great.
My chi is all fucked up.
Help. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I
about,
do. Yeah, I live that. Yeah. I'm in a constant state of yoga emergency. I wake up with a yoga emergency and go to bed with a yoga emergency, and then there's yoga emergency right at all.
Do you
in between.
Actually do any yoga to alleviate this?
Can you do that? Can you just do yoga?
Well, it turns out you can.
Yeah, it turns out, yeah.
Where would you even go to do that?
In the road. Just in the road.
Oh, yeah, I think we're getting the sign that he's
the
ready.
High sign.
Come on in.
Here he comes.
Come on
here
in.
He
here
comes, he comes, baby. Oh my goodness.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get back out there.
Oh my God.
We're going to. Oh my goodness. Look at him.
You're like a.
He look amazing.
Oh, speaking of bam.
Are you kidding?
Okay, somebody
no,
has to.
No, the shoes didn't. Yeah. The shoes did not.
Yes.
You did the shoes too. Are you
ladies
kidding me?
I'm not.
Oh, Gina.
I kept the shoes in. To
you're
get rid
a
of the
genius.
We have to tweet the picture.
The socks are his, but the shoes, yes.
Unbelievable.
And those aren't even the coolest choice. There was another pair that was cooler, but it was too much.
I thought as I left the bedroom about the socks, and no offense to Gina, I have no faith in Goodwill shoes cleanliness.
Here.
So
back up so I can take a picture from you.
Yeah, that's so good. We should probably describe it since we're just gushing and not actually letting people know what John
looks like. He's like in a L.L. Bean catalog or something, you know?
Yeah.
So he is wearing...
is that Madras? What is that?
Madras?
On the shorts?
What do you mean?
What do you call that?
Oh, the pattern?
Yeah, he's got plaid shorts.
Not enough color to be Madras, is it? It's that pattern, though.
There's a lot of color in there, though. But not the color.
But doesn't Madras have those garish?
Well, too.
Garish sort of, yeah.
Good sizing. Oh, except the t-shirt, which does fit, is an XL.
It didn't look like an XL to me.
People tend
to
gain weight with their first child.
Oh, shut up.
So he's wearing plaid shorts. He have on a maroon t-shirt and a beautiful forest green sweater.
And with a pocket, with two pockets.
Whoops. I'm getting a buzz. There we go.
Is that someone's at the
there
door?
There we go. We got it.
Oh. No, someone is excited about
his outfit. Cool blue sneakers.
Yes.
Those sneakers
they're
are
kind of like boat.
They're like boat
sneaker,
Converse.
Boat, yeah.
They're bitching. Are they Converse?
I feel cool. I don't think so. Are they? Let's see.
They're copy Converse.
So.
Oh, they're Pro Kids.
They're.
They are freaking Pro Kids.
Pro Kids, what's that?
Well, they're kids anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Pro Kids skater.
Yes.
Pro Kids athletic shoes.
When I was a kid, I wore Pro Kids. Yeah. Big time.
Gina, good job.
How do you feel about it, John?
I personally wouldn't dress myself this way, but I don't think I look silly. It sounds like you guys think I look good.
I think you look great.
It fits well.
Will your wife like it?
I don't know.
I want to give
my wife's listening. Wife, Wendy, tweet me. Text me if you like. Oh, no, you can't
tweet
see.
Him. Tweet him because he doesn't know.
I just tweeted out a picture.
Giselle just tweeted out a picture.
I don't have any job for you, but I just want to hire you to do something because you look so great.
To fetch you.
I don't know. Something's
maybe to drop
work.
An anchor
work on
somewhere?
Your boat. Yes,
exactly.
I think those shorts are... I love the shorts on you and the...
Yeah.
I don't think this will be Wendy's cup of tea. But I think...
Oh, so Wendy decides what you wear.
She does a lot. I mean, she doesn't decide what I wear, but she's to help me with my fashion.
Uh-huh.
She told me to wear... I used to wear big puffy shirts because I like to look bigger.
And yeah.
She told me to slim...
Stop doing that.
To stop doing that.
No.
Slim that down.
Yeah.
Well, I think all in all is a success. Even if it's not your style, it still looks really great on you.
I'm stunned that was $25.
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
Gina, good job.
The clothes also look brand new.
Yeah, they look. They look good. They don't look like they've been
it's
around
not
the
itchy.
Block.
That's
wool.
I might
hem the shorts a little bit to make them a little shorter. Then I think they're really good shorts.
I would haw the shorts.
Some pocket protectors in the pockets, maybe with some pens.
Yeah.
Just.
I wasn't sure whether
make
to tuck
you look
in
a little
the,
smarter.
Pull the sweater up. Let's see the t-shirt a little bit more.
So this is what it's all about. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what I get
and
it.
And then pull the t-shirt up and let's see.
That's right.
No, it's a big t-shirt.
It's
a big t-shirt.
You're drunk with power, Gina. Pull the shirt up. I bought it.
I'm turbulent, dark, and story.
Am I good done? Job, John Steele.
Am I doing? I can do the rest of the show.
Stay. Okay, yeah, cool. Stay.
It might be too warm.
Because now we're gonna send Gina off to get in her
outfit. Go, Gina.
All right. Good luck to you. I'll see you in a little bit. So who bought the outfit for Gina?
It was me.
That was you, John Pirucello.
John Pirucello. And I'm stunned because my story is about exactly like hers. I mean, I think I didn't have any first of all,
what
it was so
the story?
Well, it was that she kind of went in there. She was going to do something silly, and then she just started, you know, saw something and got kind of inspired to do an actual non-silly outfit that whatever, right?
That is a good story.
Sorry. No, but I think I probably had it in my mind. To me, what was sort of compelling about this exercise is that I don't know anything about Gina. I was shown a picture of her.
That's right.
And I think this is how the mind works. Like, you use what you know, even if you know is almost nothing. Like, that's what you have. And so it's like I see this picture, and in the picture she had something kind of 70s, sort of like what I remember my mother wearing. The kind of she had some kind of. What do you call that?
Halter dress?
No,
yeah.
It's like a flowing shirt thing with a pattern on it. It was,
right.
It's kind of how I pictured halter Moomoo? Dress. A dress. It was a dress. She was wearing a dress. That's what they call them.
That go on your
they,
head.
That's what they call them in the 70s. Do they still call them that?
Hat?
Dresses? Are they still dresses?
Yeah, I think they do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't. That's weird. Yeah. You'd think they would have come up with a new name by now.
Yeah.
But so I kind of. And also, I saw a suede jacket with fur on it. That's like that. My eyes went right to it, and then everything came in after that. That drove the ship.
So again, the boundary,
exactly.
Of not knowing who she is. You just had to use what little information.
What little information,
and then
one
creative.
Quick snapshot, and then be creative about it and kind of go. It was very spontaneous, not spontaneous, but sort of improvisational, right? It's like, oh, this led to this, and then we added this, and then, oh, maybe some jewelry.
Yeah.
I also had a disappointing thing that I had to put back. She had to put back a scarf. I added a wine glass that was 99 cents, and I wanted it because, you know, I picture in the 70s they have these, you know, they're drinking wine, for God's sakes, and trading keys and, you know, doing cocaine. And and so I had to put it was hard, remember?
Yeah.
You remember that, Anthony? It was hard for me to put that wine glass back. But it was very satisfying to see $24.97. That almost made up for putting the wine
amazing.
Glass back. Yes.
Do you shop at the Goodwill anyway or no?
Oh, your show is so positive. I used to shop at Goodwill, and now I don't. I like the Salvation Army.
Oh, well, that's used clothing is anywhere that you get it. It's great.
And by my place in Santa Monica, we have a Salvation Army, and then we have the boutique, which is like where they cherry pick all the crazy designer cool stuff and the leather bags and all the sexy stuff. Goes to the boutique, so I always start in the boutique.
That's nice.
May I read out a text that my wife sent me?
Please
after
do.
Seeing the picture?
Please.
It's a speaking of 100 words, it's a simple it's a 4-word text. You've got a belly! !! Which is sadly true.
Oh, that's adorable.
No.
Wendy, I love you, and she's right.
That's adorable.
I always forget that I have a belly that's been growing over the years.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. I do. And I forget about it until I see pictures. So she's right. I have got a belly.
Yeah.
Or I see another dad. I'm now going to the park with my baby. And whenever I see a dad who kind of looks like me with a belly, I always judge them. I'm like, look at that loser dad with a belly.
And then you realize it's a mirror.
It's the store reflection in the window.
I've got the belly. I've got the belly.
I don't mind it on you.
Well, thank you.
I don't want to say.
Truthfully, I don't mind it on myself either.
I don't notice. I'm too busy looking at the balding to notice the
best. That's the other thing I have going.
And also the odor when you're close.
Yeah. Well, that you can't
you
see.
Really,
it makes your eyes water so you don't see the belly. We're just teasing you.
I love it.
Yeah.
The breath.
I believe she's ready, so here comes Gina Kay.
Come on, baby.
Boo,
bring
boo,
it.
Boo, boo, boo,
yeah,
boo.
Baby. Wow. Come on.
Oh, that's great.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes, you do. Yes,
wow.
You do.
Oh, and look at those espadrilles. Are you kidding me?
Come on. All right, we have to take a picture of this.
Step back.
Step back. We can get a picture.
Holy smokes. Step Let me see those back. Shoes. Oh, yeah, baby. Yes. Oh, Gina, you are the light of my life. Outstanding.
And the necklace.
Rocking
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. So she Dude. Is wearing...
$24.97. Remember suede with fur, blue suede with fur. I was blonde. I couldn't say anything when you were saying it. I was like, yeah.
She's wearing a nice sundress with a halter top that is in sort of a peacock pattern and green, and over that she have a turquoise blue suede funky jacket with fake fur collar and cuff. She have cute little espadrille shoes and a beautiful gold necklace. You
Do
look
the
like
shoes fit you? Or are they a little small?
They fit.
Do they really fit? Oh, good.
You remind me of Jessica Lange circa 1976.
Yeah. You
Not American Horror Story?
No. The
no,
King
no,
Kong,
no.
When her debut.
This
is fab.
Right on.
You love it?
Dude. It's unbelievable.
Now I have
alone.
To tell you. I'll tell you what I had to put back. I had to put a wine glass back. I wanted to augment your whole thing with a wine glass.
Because
but you know
of
what?
My alcoholism?
No, because it's 70s, you know, it sort of said 70s right to me. But you know what? I look at it right now, I'm not missing the wine glass. I'm not missing it
I'm
at all.
I'm not missing it. No, I'm not missing it. And I can find a wine glass pretty quickly.
This one was 99 cents.
I have a skill.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You love it.
I think it's fab and it's way too cool for me.
No.
Maybe it will now enhance my coolness.
Yes.
You know what else doesn't work in a podcast? Going no. Yes. And nodding yet, doing the nod, yes.
Right, the nod no. words. The nod words.
Podcast yes. don't
Can
read
Can we
that.
Tweet the nod?
No, you look
Thank
fabulous.
You
are very welcome. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Everyone should have John shop for them at the Goodwill.
That's a great Thank outfit you have.
Thank you.
Great outfit. Gina, good job. She's going to change.
Oh, my God.
That looked good. That jacket was the... Oh, sorry. We're having some microphone. There we go. That jacket was the great one.
That's where it started. The whole thing started with the jacket.
Yeah.
Now it makes me wonder whether that might have been the same jacket. Was she there the same day?
No. No, different days.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends. You can Twitter us at The Giselle Show. Email studio@thegisellshow.com. Skype call us, studio.giselle. And our website, of course, where you can find all of this is podcast.thegisellshow.com. We will be right back with a little bit more of the show and the Goodwill swap shopping adventure. But for now, enjoy a little bit of music.